I traveled a road all wrong. My heart, oh, had lost every joy, oh, every song. Then grace placed me right where I belong. Mercy rewrote my life. Mercy rewrote my life. Oh yes. Mercy rewrote my life. I could have fallen, my soul, oh, cast down, but mercy rewrote my mistakes were turned into miracles. Every tear was turned into joy. My sins forgiven, a new name, oh, was written. Thank God, when mercy rewrote my life. Help me sing a song now. Mercy rewrote my life. Mercy rewrote my life. I could have fallen, my soul cast weight, but mercy rewrote my life. One more time. I could have fallen, my soul, but mercy rewrote my life.
Time to meditate. John Mamavolo.
6 to 9 p.m.
By the grace of
transformation.
Good evening. Sani Bonani Dumelang. I am Pastor John Mamavolo. I welcome you to our daily show, which is called Time to Meditate. Now, I believe and I know that God will help us. Before we start our show, we start our show by prayer. By praying, asking God, thanking God, as He was with us during the day until now. So I'm going to pray. Let me just play this song. I welcome each and everyone who is just listening now. There is a song that is playing on the background. That is a song that I will play it, and after it, and then we will pray and ask God to be with us into this show tonight, and I believe and I know it's going to be awesome and it's going to be powerful. Just listen, enjoy the song.
I could have fallen, my soul
hand and to miracles. Every tear was turned into joy. My sins forgiven, a new name was written, thank God, when mercy rewrote my life. Help me sing a song now. Mercy rewrote my life. I could have fallen, my soul cast weight, but mercy rewrote my life.
Now we are praying, asking God tonight to be with us. This song is by Jimmy Sagat, saying that mercy rewrote my life. It's because of the mercy of God. Now we are praying, and as we pray, and may this mercy of God continue to rewrote your life. I'm praying. Close your eyes wherever you are. Daddy, we are praying tonight in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, Lord, Heavenly Father, we are starting this show that is called Time to Meditate. I believe that mighty God, wonderful God, you are going to help us. You are going to be with us tonight. Our life will change as we meditate. I believe, wonderful God, that you are going to take control and be with us, be with each and every listener who will be listening tonight, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, I welcome each and everyone we have just tuned now. I am Pastor John Mamabula. Time to meditate. This is a daily show that we are doing each and every day, starting from 6 o'clock until 9 o'clock. Today it is Saturday, and as I speak now, I know and I believe that many people, they are on the way to work. Some they are coming from work, some they are going to the church, some they are from church. I want to say to you, enjoy this show as we will meditate together. May the mercy of God continue to rewrote your life, because if it couldn't be this mercy, we couldn't have here. Now, I know, I have noticed that I just got the news when I check on the media, on social media, Facebook and internet. They are saying Kofi Annan is no more. Now, I just want to play this song just to remind everyone that this world is not our home. And I will play this song. With this song we are saying, my God, strengthen the family of Annan, as they lost their father, they lost their uncle, they lost their friends. Now, with the song that I'm going to play by Jim Reeves, will be saying to the family of Annan that may God strengthen them. The thing is, this world is not our home. Then we will continue.
This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. I have a loving mother just over in Glory Land, and I don't expect to stop until I shake her hand. She's waiting now for me in heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Just over in Glory Land we'll live eternally. The saints on every hand are shouting victory. Their songs of sweetest praise drip back from heaven's shore, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
Yeah, I told you that we'll play this song just to remind each and everyone that this world is not our home. So with that song we were saying to Anak's family that may God strengthen them into this difficult time. So we are continuing with our show. What we will do during our show, we will just do some touch-ups there, but as we meditate. Now, the scripture that we are going to meditate with is in the book of Proverbs chapter 31, verse number 1, and we will read also Proverbs chapter 6, verse number 20. That is a scripture that we are going to meditate. We are by the grace radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. If you want to interact with me, you can interact with me on our WhatsApp 03-289-46-58. That is a WhatsApp number. Or you can call the very same number 03-289-4658 or 073-269-2731. Or you can send us email radio@bythegrace.org. Or you can Skype us if you are international, and then which is on BTGM radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Now we will have our visitor during our show with Pastor Pat. He will be joining me wherever he is, so it's going to be awesome. Now let's just do this as we continue. Let's just do this as we are continuing with our show.
Time to meditate. John Mamabolo.
6 to 9 p.m.
By the grace,
church will be soon.
By the grace radio,
just
BCCSA. Bronchitis Complaint Commission of South Africa. By the grace right to you. You decide a man now I'm a bochi bochi I'm a murata. What's wrong with you? Nene wala. Who need a doctor? With Pastor Mrs. NB Mama Bolo. 12 to 3 p.m. Time to meet with John Mama Bolo. 6 to 9 p.m. Whipping my last for the night by joy comes in the morning with Pastor Patrick Mundebele. 8 to 9 a.m. Different colors, one people with Pastor Nathan Kolofero Malachi. 9 to 12 a.m. Streets Healing and Talk with Samuel Malapani. 3 to 6 p.m.
Yeah, so the scripture that we are going to meditate with is in the book of Proverbs, chapter 31, from verse number 1 until verse number 2. And the Proverbs chapter 6, verse number 20. I am Pastor John Mamaulo. I'm broadcasting in our studio in Rubber Ridge, in Midrand. Now, Pastor Patrick will be joining us during the show. I want to say to you that you are welcome. Whoever have tuned in now, you are welcome. It's going to be awesome. Now, let's just do this. Now, the scripture that you are going to read is in the book of Proverbs, chapter number 3, Proverbs chapter 31, verse number 1. Now, it is saying, the word of a king, Lemuel. The words of a king, Lemuel. These are the wise saying that King Lemuel's mother taught him. These are the wise saying that King Lemuel's mother taught him. Now, tonight we are going to talk about to be taught by your parents. To be taught by someone that you consider to be maybe your spiritual father, spiritual mother, your biograph mother, like father. So those things. So because here we are reading about the story of King Lemuel. Now, in verse number 1, Proverbs 31 is saying, these are the wise saying that King Lemuel's mother taught him. Now, King Lemuel was a man like each and every one of us before he became a king. Now, here we are reading about King Lemuel. When the Bible tells us that his mother taught him, now that is what we are going to find out. What is that his mother taught him? Now, because when you read in Proverbs 30, verse number 1, it's saying, these are the wise saying of Agar, son of Jake, from Massa. He say, God, I am tired, so tired. How can I keep going? That's what he say. These are the wise saying of Agar, son of Jake, from Massa. He says, God, I am tired, so tired. How can I keep going? Okay? Now, that is in Proverbs 30, verse number 31. But now, in where we, I just read, which is Proverbs 31, verse number 1. When he's saying that these are the wise saying that King Lemuel's mother taught him. Now, there are things that King Lemuel was taught by his mother. So, we are going to find out what are those things that King Lemuel was taught. Now, each and every day, I believe that wherever you are, there's somebody who is teaching you something. There's somebody who is advising you on something. But here today, we are going to discuss about King Lemuel. Now, when we go to verse number 2, verse number 2 is saying, I prayed for a son, and you are the son I gave birth to. Okay? Let me repeat. I prayed for a son, and you are the son I gave birth to. Now, in other words, Lemuel's mother, he prayed. I believe that maybe he, for him to have the son Lemuel, it took him many years. That is why he said, I prayed for a son, and you are the son I gave birth to. What does this taught us? It is teaching us that whatever that we need, whatever that we need to pray to God. We need to pray to God, and God will provide whatever that we need. Because the Bible says, Lemuel's mother saying, I prayed for a son, and you are the son I gave birth to. I prayed for a son. You are the son that I gave birth to. That is why in verse number 1 he was saying, these are the wise saying that King Lemuel's mother taught his son. Because he did not want his son to go into a different direction. Because sometimes if you are not taught, you will end up doing something that at the end of the day, you will regret, because nobody has taught you. Because that is why people, they say, because you will learn something on your own. Nobody taught you. But where we are reading that Lemuel's mother taught his son something that is very, very important. That is why he said, I prayed for a son, and you are the only son I gave birth to. Meaning he is the only son that he gave birth to. That is why when you go to 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse number 11. Let's read. She made a special promise to God and said, Lord, all powerful, you can see how sad am I. Remember me, don't forget me. If you will give me a son, I will give him to you. He will be yours in his whole life. As a Nazarite, he will not drink wine or strong drink, and no one will ever cut his hair. Okay? This is Hannah, when he was praying to God. He prayed to God. In other words, he wanted God to give him a son. Then he prayed, he said, God, if you can give me a son, I will take the son and he will belong to you. The reason why I read this verse, I wanted to show you that Lemuel's mother, he prayed to God. He prayed. That is why he said, you are the only son that I have, because I have prayed for you. That's why he is taking care of him. That is why he's sitting down. They discuss together. Okay? They discuss together as a mother and a son. Nobody will destroy their bond. Now, let's do this and we will continue when we come back.
You are indeed a gospel band winning soul campaign by the grace right here, you are now, that bring hope to the heart and the soul to the people just for a soul. Our program will be on the internet www.radio.org, over radio at by the grace.org, over church number 073 269 2731, over Gram WhatsApp we are in 083 289 4658.
That is David G. My trust is in the Lord. In other words, he's saying, whatever that I may go through, my trust is in the Lord. Remember, we are still meditating. You are with me, myself and I, Pastor John Mamalolo, in our daily show that we have, that is start from 6 o'clock until 9 o'clock. And I gave you the scripture. I know it is very cold outside. Wherever you are in South Africa, especially in Midrand, it is very cold. But we thank God for today, because he gave us another opportunity to see the day. As when I started the show, I said to you, we are sending our condolences to the family of Anna for losing their father, for losing their uncle, for losing their friends. We say may God strengthen them so that they can be strong. Now, we are continuing. Remember I told you that we will have our visitor, who is Pastor Pat, my co-host. He will be joining me tonight as we'll meditate. The scripture that we read, it was the Proverbs chapter 31, verse number 1. We are by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, just for a soul. Just for a soul. Whatever it takes for a soul. Now you can interact with us via the following. You can send us a WhatsApp or also you can call us our WhatsApp that you can use is 03-289-4658. That is a WhatsApp that you can use to interact with me, or you can send us email at radio@bythegrace.org. We are station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, just for a soul. Whatever it takes for a soul. So I'm going to welcome Pastor Patrick. But before we do that, let's just continue. As I gave you the scripture that we are meditating with. Now, our scripture was in the book of. Our scripture is in the book of Proverbs chapter 31, verse number 1 and verse number 2, where we are reading about Lemuel. Lemuel was a king. Now, his father was teaching his son. It doesn't matter, you may be a doctor, but your mother remain your mother. Because there are people who think that because they are in a position, they no longer care about their mother. They no longer care about their father because they are on a higher position. Now, I like this man, King Lemuel. He still regard his mother as his mother. He doesn't matter what, but he regard his mother as his mother. That is why I'm saying to you that your mother will remain your mother. Your mother will remain your mother. It does not matter if she's not educated. It does not matter if she doesn't know things. But fact remain is, she is your mother. She is your mother. And let me just do this, and we'll be back just now. Now, let's just do this. We'll be back. I'm going to do this.
Time to meditate. John Mamabolo,
6 to 9 p.m.
By the grace,
church will be soon.
ci narrai cuccia.
You're leading a gospel band, winning soul campaign. By the grace right here, you're now, that bring hope to the heart and the soul to the people, just for a soul. Our particular multa galinla internet love. www.radio@bythegrace.org over radio@bythegrace.org over the church monomoro 073-269-2731 over the WhatsApp we are in 083-289-4658. Time to meditate. John Mamabolo,
6 to 9 p.m.
By the grace,
church will be soon.
Yeah, so we are continuing. We are continuing. Now, I was saying to you that they are people who they think that they are educated. They no longer regard their mother as their mother. But here, what we are reading about King Lemuel. He was a king, but he had to listen to his mother when his mother was teaching, when his mother was teaching him of how to do things, of how to live, of how to do a certain things. Now, everyone who is listening to me, I don't know if you have dishonored your mother because she's not educated, because you think that you are special. It is very important to go to your mother and listen to her advice. She will give you the right advice. I know somebody will say to you, you see, how long we've been waiting? Why usanyali? Why? But tonight I'm saying to you, your mother should give you the right teachings of what we are reading here of Lemuel. So I'm going to invite, I'm going to get welcome Pastor Patrick. I am in Midrand studio. He is in Peter Tief. Now I'm going to get him with this song. The song is saying Sigijime, meaning Gagijima. I'm going to fetch him now. Sagijima, let's kijima. Rudy Dumela, I welcome you tonight. Hello. Rudy, hello. Hello.
Yes, sir. Hello.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, now I can hear you very well. Thank you.
Yeah, I welcome you to our daily show that is called Time to Meditate. So now,
yes, I keep on losing you just here and there, but I think it's going to come all right. Yes, I'm listening to you, sir.
Okay, can you hear me loud and clear now? Hello?
Yes, sir.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, now it's getting better. Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Yeah, I was saying that I welcome you to our daily show.
Yes, sir.
Now, I was welcoming you with the song of saying Kijima, meaning I was running to come in and fetch you. I managed to fetch you. Now I am excited. And it's going to be awesome.
Amen.
Yeah, I welcome you. I don't know what can you say as I welcomed you. I want you to feel comfortable as we are going to Gijima together.
Thank you so very much. And I just want to greet the wonderful listeners of By the Grace Radio. And I'd like to take an opportunity as well just to say thank you to the invitation to be part of the show tonight. And we are grateful again to have a conversation with you, man of God, Murutima Mabulu. So we greet the listeners of By the Grace Radio all over the world, wherever they are, South Africa, Nigeria, Swaziland. It does not matter where they are. We say greetings, and we are very excited to be part of the show tonight.
Okay. Yeah, so before I got you, I was saying to our listener that in Proverbs 31, verse number 1 and number 2,
yes,
it tells us about an important thing. It tells us that these are the wise saying that King Lemuel's mother taught him. And then now,
yes,
when we go to number 2, it tells us that she said, I prayed for a son, and
yes,
you are the son I gave mm-hmm. birth to. Now,
yeah,
I was saying to our listener that, in other words, Lemuel's mother, she struggled like Hannah. The way I can see, I think she struggled like Hannah, where she wanted a son, and maybe people, they promised her many things, because as we know that when you need something, people, they will advise you with different advices. Some, they will tell you that you need to do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But what I like about Lemuel's mother, she's saying that you are the only son that I prayed to, and God gave me you. Now, in other words, I was saying to our listener that now King Lemuel, he had time to sit down and listen to his mother. Because he forgot his position that I am a king. Because nowadays the problem that we are having is many people, they sometimes saying that I am a doctor, and then they no longer have time to listen to their mother. They no longer checking their mother. They no longer want to be taught by their mother, because they feel that their mother, she is nothing. Yeah, they feel like, my mother, she's nothing. Because it remind me of the story that I once read of another man who, he was a doctor. And this woman always, his mother was always coming there with no eye. Now, every time this man, he was a doctor, and then his children were laughing to this woman that this guy felt somehow that like this woman who doesn't have eye is not my mother. Now when I was reading this story, they saying that it happened that when the mother was about to die, she wrote a letter to the son that, you know what, when you were young, you lost the eye. I took my eye, I gave it to you. Now, when the young man read the notes, he started crying. He said, but now I did not take my mother well, because I thought maybe now I'm educated, and the woman who doesn't have an eye, I don't know why. So what I'm saying is, the reason why I'm bringing this story is, to our listener who are listening, we want to say to them, it doesn't matter in which position you are. Your mother and your father will remain your father. It is very important to sit down and listen to them. I know that there are some mothers who are giving their children a wrong advices. Okay, there are still those mothers whom they will say to you, Khaliriemi mos onyala nengwen. Bona mama nguna lebana by four.
Yes.
Tapa okay. Awanyala and analebana by four anyala. What a hunter laja sasa ning. When will we eat sasa? Now what I'm trying to say is we are learning about King Lemuel, where his mother played an important role in giving her son an important advice of life.
Hey Maruti, you are touching a very emotional and sensitive subject.
Yes.
And a very important subject that I believe we need to confront with all might, because we're sitting with a lot of sons and daughters which have made it in life.
Yes.
They're doing very well. They're living in Sandton. They're driving German machines.
Mm.
And they are respected all over the world. You know.
Yes.
But their mothers, they live in the shacks.
Yes.
Their mothers, they don't know the fruits of what they suffered for. I mean, a mother is that person that carried you for 9 months.
Yes.
And she took care of you with all her might that you grow and become the person you have become.
Mm-hmm.
And once you have become this dream person that she wanted you to be, you forget her.
Yeah.
You start to abuse her. You call her a witch. Mm-hmm. You call her names. You think she hates you.
Mm-hmm.
And some, they even disown their own mothers,
yes,
calling them names. You know, as though they are some filth. They are some, you know, and you know, things that are not even worth calling mother.
Yes.
You know, the strongest love we have on earth, you know, obviously in the spiritual realm is the love of the father.
Mm-hmm.
But on earth, on this physical realm, is the love of the mother.
Yes.
You know, so you are touching a very, very sensitive subject, because we have people that have never even sent a cent to their mothers.
Yes.
You know, people who are living well, but their mothers are living, you know, below the poverty line. They don't have anything. They just depend on their, you know, on their SASA provision.
Mm.
And without that, they would probably die of hunger. You know, they don't have proper shelter. They don't have clothes. They don't have, warm clothes for winter and things like that. But their sons and their daughters are alive.
Mm.
They are just swimming in alcohol. They're changing women. They're doing this and that. They're changing cars. They're changing gadgets. But they don't care about their mothers. They don't care about their parents.
Mm-hmm.
And there is no blessing in that, because the Bible says, honor your mother and your father so that your days will be fruitful and so that your days will be long.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Okay, yeah, so that's why I was saying that I like what King Lemuel did. And I like what his mother did. Sitting one-on-one with the child, children. Sitting one-on-one with the child. Because, like, there are people whom they are having their parents. But their parents, they are not playing an important part to them. Like, they are not doing that father and mother relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like the fathering is not there. The mothering is not there. Because as I speak now, what I have learned, there are people whom they don't have. They have fathers physically, but the fathers are not there. I mean, the fathers exist and they are there, but they are not there with them. Like you see that thing, that relationship with father and mother, like father and mother. So they don't have it. They don't have it, but the father is there. Now they find that the child does not have, like, he needs somebody to talk to, or she needs somebody to talk to, but he doesn't have that person. But that person is existing. I mean, that person is not giving a person, like, the child a platform, a time to sit down, like what we are learning in Lemuel and his mother, where they sat down, and then the mother started to tell his child that, you know what, for me to get you, I had to pray. In other words, you are a child of prayer, because I prayed to God, I have asked God to give me you. Yeah. So again, it reminded me of Hannah, when in the book of First, in the book of First Samuel, chapter 1, verse 11, when Hannah said, she made a special promise to God and said, "Lord all powerful, you can see how sad am I. Remember me, don't forget me. If you will give me a son, I will give him to you. He will be yours his whole life. And as a Nazarite, he will not drink wine or strong drink, and no one will ever cut his hair." Now, that is what Anna did, a promise to God. Now, that is why I wanted to say that when somebody asks something to God, God will give you what you need. But it's the matter of you, how do you take care of that what God gave. That is why now Lemuel was given by God to her mother. Now, her mother is saying, "You are the only son that I have. You are the only son that I have." Maybe he didn't have the daughter. It was only Lemuel only. Now, and Lemuel became a king. Now, his mother realized that, okay, if I will not teach my child of what to do, my child is going to live another life. That is why I think sometimes we are having a problem with the children whom they live another life. I think they were not taught in a correct manner. Because the child can see what I do. If, for example, I beat my wife, and the child is checking, in her mind or his mind, he thinks that is how things are running.
That's right.
Yeah, when I beat my wife, in her mind, she said, "Yeah, no, that is how things are running." Because I just heard a story that the other day, children were playing outside. As they playing outside, they play the thing of boxing. Now the other child said, "You know, you can't beat my father. I see my father beating my mother." You know, the child realized that is how things need to be done.
Such a sad thing.
Yeah. So that is why I'm saying we are learning an important part about Lemuel and his mother. Yeah. And let's do this, Maruti, as we can. Let's just go to a break, and then we will come back and continue. Let's do this.
Don't go to complain commission of South Africa. By the grace right to you. You decide a man now, I'm a boy, with Pastor Mrs. NB, Mama Bolo. 12 to 3 p.m. Time to meet with your Mama Bolo. 6 to 9 p.m. Whipping my dust for the night by joy comes in the morning with Pastor Patrick Mundebele. 8 to 9 a.m. Different colors, white people, with Pastor Nathan Kolofero Malachi. 9 to 12 a.m. Streets Healing and Talk with Samuel Malapani. 3 to 6 p.m. Time to meditate. John Mamabolo.
6 to 9 p.m.
By the grace,
church will be soon.
Yeah, Marut, we are back.
Yes, sir.
Our listener, it is a beautiful Saturday. I know it is very cold out there. And the time is 7:01. We are by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, just for a soul, whatever it takes for a soul. Our WhatsApp number is 0832894658, 0732692731, or 0832894688. That's a number that you can call us, or you can call us on Skype if you are international on BTGM Radio, or you can send us email radio@bythegrace.org. Now I am with Pastor Patrick. I am broadcasting in our studio in Midrand. As I always say to you, that he is in a bit retrieve for him to go to Swaziland. I mean, he can just walk today. Now we are continuing. So the song that is playing on the background is by Jim Swaggart, that Mercy rewrote my life.
Mercy. Beautiful song.
Rewrote my life. I mean, if it couldn't be messy, some of us, we couldn't be here. When we look back, I say, Lord, if it couldn't be this messy, I couldn't have been here. Yeah. So we are continuing, Murudi. We go to verse number 3. And then from there, we will go to Proverbs 6:20. But the important thing that we want our listener to understand is, it is very important to listen to your mother. It is very important to listen to your father. You know, Murudi, this it reminded me of the late the man was singing a reggae.
Was it Lucky Dube?
Lucky Dube.
Oh yeah.
And there is this guy who is, I think they said it's Mparanyane. He was a Sotho guy. He also sang the very same song. The song was saying, I remember the day I got this lady. I told my parents that I want to marry. Now my mother's told me that how sure am I with the lady I want to marry? And then the guy said, I know her. Now when Lakudive continued singing, he said, I called the pastors, they came, and they did a matrimonial for us. Like, the pastors blessed us, and we got married. But after some times, it happened that when I come back, I find my wife with some other man. And then I went to my mom, and I said to my mom, what you told me is true. Now this guy who is singing in suit is saying, Nkana ko mudziva, because I met a lady.
Yeah, you know that song. I remember the song very well.
Yeah. So trying to say that
it's a great song, yes.
Yeah, trying to say that his mother,
yeah,
was trying to show her, him, like he's sure. So that's why I'm saying it is very important to listen to our parents. But I know that sometimes our parents can tell us a wrong information. You don't take that wrong information that they tell you.
Yeah.
Because I know of people whom they end up being in doing wrong things because the parents said so. Yeah. So sometimes people, they do things in order to prove their parents wrong or right. So but I like what King Lemuel did, listening to a mother. Now let's go to verse number 3, Murudi. You will hear what the mother was advising her son. He said, He said, don't waste your strength on women. Women destroy kings. So don't waste yourself on them. Lemuel, it is not wise for king to drink wine. It is not wise for rulers to want beer. Now that is what the mother of Lemuel was teaching Lemuel what to do. You know, Muruti, I many people, they end up being falling into wrong things because nobody taught them what to do.
That's right.
Now in Spedi they say that's what they
that's
say.
Right.
Like you do something because you taught it by yourself, and which is wrong. Now we want to urge each and every listener, if you are a mother there, take your position of being a mother. If you are a father there, take a position of being a father.
That's right.
If you are a child, take your position of being your child by listening to your parents. Because if you don't listen to your parents, you will end up being in a problem. But I know sometimes there are parents who will mislead. Like they can mislead you. You end up being doing something because they mislead you. Yeah.
You know, just whilst you are saying this, Murudi, I'm reminded of this saying about the mother's tongue.
Yes.
You know, if people want to find out what type of a language you speak,
mm-hmm.
or what is your original language, they usually call that a mother tongue.
Mm-hmm.
But that, to me, it's not just about the language that you speak.
Mm-hmm.
Be it Portuguese, Venda, Zulu, Swati, Xhosa, Sotho, etc.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's also about behavior. It's also about character. It's mm-hmm. also about your ethics and your moral codes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all that is something that migrates from the mother to you. It's what your mother teaches you.
Mm.
It's part of the language
mm.
that you decode from your mother, that you decode from your father, you know, because children, sons and daughters, they don't really listen much to what parents tell them,
mm.
but they observe what parents are doing.
Mm.
That is why
yes.
where they demonstrate, or rather, they repeat, they practice what their parents practice.
Mm.
They cook the way they cook, they behave the way they behave. If they kiss in front of the children start kissing right there.
Mm.
The way the kids, moment running, when they do that type of a play,
mm.
they do what they see their parents doing. If their parents are pastors,
mm.
they would take some logs and they would pretend it's a pulpit and they'll start preaching.
Yes.
You know, if their parents are used to praying, they will kneel down and they'll also begin to say some words that are resembling a prayer.
Mm.
If their parents curse, they you know, kids observe what we do as parents.
Mm.
So now it's very important for us to teach our children right by the way we demonstrate actions to them, by the way we speak to them, not just in front of them when they are watching, but even when they are not watching.
Mm.
You know, because kids observe what we do. They don't just listen to what we say.
Yeah.
So we find something very important here, that the mother of Lemuel, the mother of a king, is telling the king,
mm-hmm.
you know, as you have rightfully decoded this.
Mm.
Verse 3, where we were, from my version, which is the NIV, the New International Version, and reads as follows.
Mm-hmm.
Do not spend your strength on women,
mm.
your vigor on those who ruin kings.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, he is talking about bad women here, because there are women like that, women
yes.
which are milkers of men.
Mm-hmm.
They milk men of their vigor. You know, so she says, Monaka, don't don't spend your strength on such type of women.
Mm.
You know, from verse 10 going down, he tells about what type of a virtuous woman, or who is the virtuous woman, you know. So from verse 10 going down, Solomon talks about the virtuous woman, but from verse 1 till verse 9, he tells his son, or she tells her son in this case, mm-hmm. about the wrong association. He must not have the wrong association, especially with women, because women, at times, they can be, for lack of a better word, they can be very, they can seduce a man to do things that he was not initially willing to do.
Yeah, I hear you. I want to add something, Uruti. You know, like what you're saying, yeah, when we're reading here, that when Lemuel's mother said to Lemuel that, you mustn't, don't waste your strength on women. Now, the other time, this is happening, for example.
Mm.
It's happening, I see it on, most of the time happening that you find that the woman will say, I'm just going there to go, like, to get whatever I want and come back.
Yeah.
You know, like to
but in your
I come back.
Yeah.
What they do, we can agar alenyalo kapaudi melamoto. What one of the men I feel that I'm okay just score and everything. After the person finish, what am I? I think that is what Lemuel's mother was trying to show Lemuel, that you mustn't chase after women. And we know they are on day before yesterday on our show, on day before, we were talking that they are women who they are excellent, but some they are somehow, you know, because
yeah
so that's what I'm saying. Now it is very important that the parents they must advise their children
very well,
and the children
very
must
well.
Listen. But it's not, sometimes our parents can advise us on something that, like, you find that they are advising you, but they are putting it in a wrong way. As I give you example, that some will say, Mara wena unyala ning vela, kanti utlisa makotini. So they end up putting the pressure on a person. And the person end up doing it because the person want to prove, like, to prove the point that I can do it.
Yeah, you know, Murutwaka, just right there, if I were to interject a little bit, it's very important as a parent to have a source where you derive your family ethics and values.
Yes.
Now, if you derive your family ethics and values from the soapies that you watch, you're going to give your children wrong advice.
Yes.
You know, if you derive your values from the world, if you conform to the standards of the world, then you can give your children values and ethics which are not correct or which are not appropriate. So the source of your advice, the source of your values, the source of your ethics, the source of your moral codes should be a source that doesn't fail.
Okay.
Should be a source that has been trusted for years, for generations, and has been found to be working. And there is no greater source than that which is found in the Word of God.
Yes.
You know, so it's very important that whenever we give direction, whenever we give advice, whenever we give instruction as parents, we must make sure that our instructions are derived from the Word of God. Because the Word of God is timeless. It remains the same, it remains potent yesterday, today, and forevermore. And the advice that you get from the Word of God cannot fail. It cannot fail. It forever works.
I hear you, Maruti. I hear you.
You know, so that's one of the most important things. That's not number one, you know, from a parent to a child. Again, from the child to the parent, the child must be able to listen and to honor the parent, because sometimes the parent will say things that we don't want to hear, but things which are beneficial for the future. That is why the Bible says, honor your mother and father, so that your days will be elongated, you know, or your days will be long. That's Exodus 20 verse 12.
Yes.
You know, so The parent is always wishing good things for their children. It does not matter whether the parent is a not-so-wise parent or a wise parent. The fact here is that the agenda of a parent to a child is always that the child could do well. So sometimes the parents can give advice that is not so great, because maybe sometimes the parent is not so educated, because maybe sometimes the parent does not derive his or her values from the right source. But at the end of the day, the agenda of a parent to a child is that a child, it should be well with the child. So sometimes we must forgive the parents which gave wrong advices because they thought those advices would work.
I hear you.
We should not build resentment because perhaps our parents somehow, somewhere, they might have given the advices which were wrong along the line. Because they only wish the best for us, but sometimes they don't have the best advice. It does happen.
I hear you.
You know. So these are the dynamics of parent-daughter, parent-son type of relationship. So it's very important that a man or a woman would always listen to a mother or a father and will always take advice from them, because they always wish the best for us.
You are right.
If you do something, before you do it, say to yourself, would my mother like this? Would my mother approve of this? Would my father like this? Would my father approve of this?
Yeah.
Secondly, you say, is God pleased with what I'm doing? Because God is a spiritual parent, whilst a mother and a father are our biological, or rather human parents. And it's very important to listen to parents. Amen. It's very important.
It's very important. Now, you. I want to read this to add on what you are saying, Murudi, on the Proverbs chapter 30, verse 1. It says, these are the wise saying of Aga, son of Jake, from Massa. He says, God, I am tired, so tired. How can I keep going? So I'm adding of what you were just saying there. That sometimes the parents can advise you. For them, in their mind, they're thinking that this advice will work. But at the end of the day, the advice will not work. But that's that does not mean that they are not your parents.
Yes, it does not mean they hate you.
So now let's just do this, Maruti. Let's just do this.
Time to meditate.
Six to nine p.m.
So Murudi, I want us to go to Jamaica with this song. We go to Jamaica with this song, and then we'll continue. It's by Donnie McLean. I have made up my mind. Let's go.
But I want you to be true to who you are. Someday Come on, everybody say it.
I've got my mind made up, and I won't turn back, because I want to see my Jesus someday. I've got my mind made up, and I won't turn back, because I want to see my Jesus someday.
Yes, it is. Goodbye, world. Come on, say it again. Say it.
Goodbye, world. I stay no longer with you. Goodbye, pleasures of sin.
Let me know what it is.
I stay no longer with you. I made up my mind to go God's way the rest of my life. I made up my mind to go God's way the rest of my life.
They say, they used to say, streets of gold, let me lay my voice, all my cares are past, home at last, ever to rejoice. I'ma say it again, yes, I want to see him, gonna look upon his face, there to save my heaven, Lord, ever Lord of the same, be brave, oh Lord, the streets of glory, let me live.
I want to see my Jesus someday. So I've got my
I've got my mind made up, and I won't turn back, because I want to see my Jesus.
Time to meditate, Jorge Mavolo,
6 to 9 p.m.
By the grace of
transformation.
To our listener, we are back. The time is 7:27. I just want to repeat what I said when I started the show, that we just heard the news. We heard it on Facebook, on the media. They are saying one of the Ghanaian diplomat, Secretary General of the United Nations, former Secretary General of the United Nations, Kofi Annan, is no longer with us. So we as by the Grace Radio, we want to send our condolences to his family. We know that the family has lost the father. The family has lost a friend, and they have lost cousin. But we as by the Grace Radio is saying, may God strengthen them and make them strong. Because there was a song that I was playing by Jim Rivers. He saying that this world is not my home. Now we all gonna pass, but as we pass on, what will we say when we reach that side? When we reach across the bridge? So may God strengthen the family of Kofi Annan. At least Maruti, he have lived a bonus life, because I think he was 80. He was gonna, he turned 80.
Yeah, he was 80.
April, yeah, because he was born 8 April 1938. He died 18 August 2018. Now may God strengthen the country, everybody, close friend and everyone. And that's what I wanted to say. Now we are continuing, Maruti. We are by the Grace Radio station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people. I am with Pastor Patrick. I am in Midrand studio. He is in Peter Retief studio. We meditate together. We moving to Proverbs 6 verse 20. That is a verse that we moving to.
Yes,
I'm gonna read it, and then we will continue. Now, this song that is playing in the background, is an instrument playing. Normally, when we were growing up, Maruti, they were playing this song. Ariyama Bitling Ovoloka, and we just play this song, not like we're going to bury someone, but just a reminder. This song is saying Halimputa Tsepo Yaka. Yeah, that one that's playing in the background. Now, our listener can interact with us via WhatsApp 03-289-4658 or via call 03-289-4658 or 0732692731 if there's something that they want to ask us. They are welcome. They are welcome. So before we move to this Proverbs 31, you can say something, Maruti, before we move to the next scripture.
Yes, just before we go to Proverbs 6, I think there's something that we usually don't touch, but it's very important concerning Proverbs 31.
Yes.
We, especially in August in South Africa, because it's Women's Month, we touch so much on Proverbs 31 because it talks about, or it has the epilogue of the wife of a noble character, mm-hmm. From verse 10 all the way,
mm-hmm.
you know, to verse 31.
Yes.
And we forget about the Proverbs 31 man.
Okay.
The Proverbs 31 man, which is from verse 1 until verse 9.
Okay.
You know, in this case, obviously, the key figure that we are speaking about is Lemuel, but every man carries a Lemuel in him.
Okay, yes.
You know, and as we were discussing verse 3 and 4, that a good man is a man that can listen to parents.
Mm.
If a man starts to be a man that does not listen to anybody, that is not accountable to anybody, that man is no longer a good man. That man has become a vagabond.
Mm.
You know, so that was in verse 3, or rather verse 2, he says, listen, my son, listen, son of my womb, which is something that a mother is looking for a son. He looks for a son to listen, you know. That's one, that a good man is a man that listens to parents. And number two, a good man, as we have rightfully read in the book of the same book, verse 3, that he does not spend his strength on wrong women.
Okay.
He's a faithful man, a man that has or listens to his wife, speaks to his wife, and does not have boma kwa pain, and is not an adulterer. He does not spend his money, he does not spend his strength on wrong women.
Yes.
You know, and number three, mentioned in verse 4, a good man is a man that does not drown himself with alcohol.
Mm.
So Proverbs 31 man is basically rebuking or correcting or encouraging a man based on the things that men struggle with the most. Men, they struggle with women. Men, they struggle with alcohol. And so Proverbs 31 from verse 1 to 10, you know, speaks about that from the parental perspective. You know, and if you move over, just in closing here, if you move over to verse 8, it speaks about justice, that a good man, he listens to parents, he does not drink, he does not spend his money on women, he does not spend his vigor on women, and number 5, he is a just man, or he carries justice with him.
Okay.
He protects the poor. He protects the destitute.
I hear you.
He speaks up against those who cannot speak for themselves. He's a protector. Okay. He defends the rights of the poor. He defends the rights of the needy. He respects and he also honors and defends the rights of women as well.
So I hear you.
He's not a woman beater. You know, so we hardly speak about Proverbs 31 man, and I just wanted to bring that across because you were speaking about it earlier on, Murutiwaka, that we also need to take an opportunity to actually, you know how to raise young boys in such a way that they become protectors. They do not become, men which are abusers, but rather men which are lovers and protectors. Not men which are womanizers, men which are drunkards, but men which love God, men which can listen to their parents. So that son-mother relationship is very important moving forward. You know, because sometimes we know that sons and fathers, sometimes they don't speak very well, sometimes there's that bridge which is broken in relationship in terms of the father and the son. So when there is no father, the mother needs to step in and with the help of God to play that role of being an instructor, not just the one who cares, but also the one who gives instruction to the son. Just as this woman does here, because the reason Lemuel was a successful king is because he had a strong and a wise mother behind him. So we need that. So to some extent, it goes to be true that behind every successful man, there is a wise woman behind. That woman can be a mother, and that woman can be a wife. But that woman can hardly be a girlfriend.
So now, how will we, let's say there is a man here.
Yes.
He is struggling with, is chasing after women.
Mm-hmm.
Or he is chasing after alcohol. Now, what can we do? How can we advise, help that person?
If ulcerating, or if you are in the mud, the more you try to come out by yourself, the deeper you get in. If koloya how we can ulcerating, and you keep on wazama, Kenya gere 1, 2, 3, and 4, and the more you spin the wheels, the deeper it sinks. Until you reach out.
Okay.
And you get somebody that is going to pull you out of the mud. So number one is to acknowledge that you need help.
Okay.
That's the first step towards the right direction. Acknowledge that you've got problems and you need help. Acknowledge that you've got some challenges in your life and you need help. Don't pretend and justify your ways and think everything is well. You know, acknowledge that you need help. Number two, reach out. Find a good pastor you can talk to and say, Muruti Waga, pray with me and hold me by the hand and help me. I've got a challenge. I've got alcoholism challenge. I've got adultery challenge. I've got fornication challenge.
But you see, when you are saying,
yes,
they are some pastors whom they don't play the part of, like, if let's say I go to the pastor, I explain that some pastors they start by judging, like instead of helping, they just judge me.
Yeah,
you see, they just like before not even listening, they start by just judging. So I think that is where we face a problem. Of going and speaking to a pastor, because I in my mind, I think maybe if I go to him, he's gonna, because they are those pastors whom you can't rely on them. I mean, when you go and tell them the problem, your problem, they start, I think maybe you understand what I'm saying, Maru. Like,
I
next time you start hearing that, no, this and this and this, he's saying he's having a problem of
women.
We start judging. This one is saying, there are those pastors whom they can't keep
other people's issues in total confidentiality.
Yeah, so you found that, like, he or she, as a pastor, you found that he didn't want to share it, but somehow it just came. He didn't want to share it. He didn't want to say it. It happened that somehow he just said it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we.
You know. It's some of the faults. It's some of the faults that some of the colleagues in ministry do have, or rather, a weakness to some of the men and the women of God in ministry. Because the reason that happens that way is because of lack of training sometimes to some of the ministers. You know, the reason it comes across as something that is prevalent nowadays is because we have ministers which are simply ordained because they have the gift of ministry, but they have never been trained about how to conduct ministry, the issues of leadership, the issues of counseling, you know, all this type of thing. So, because that's where we realign the men and the women of God, we train them about, if a person comes to you and the person shares his challenges, he has a problem of adultery, he has a problem of alcoholism, he has a problem of this and that. You know, you cannot expose what you you spoke about in your office, because it must remain in total confidentiality.
Mm.
So to men of God which do that, I really, really advise that you are killing people if you do that.
Mm.
Because the people come to you because they trust you.
Mm.
They come to you because they know that their secrets are safe with you.
Mm.
But now if their secrets are no longer safe, the people whom they don't want to hear, they hear their secrets, and now they become ashamed, they become embarrassed, and as a result, they might even commit suicide.
Hmm.
So it's very, very important that we train our counselors in ministry to understand that whatsoever that we speak about to the client, or whatever that we speak about to the person in our offices, must remain in total confidentiality.
Hmm.
But you also, as a person who reaches out for help, don't just reach out for help to anybody or any pastor.
Mm.
Choose well. Choose a man that you know that is a man of peace, is a man of integrity, is a man of wisdom.
Mm.
So it's very important to choose the right person. The person, you cannot choose a person who also suffers from infidelity, who also suffers from adultery himself.
Okay, let me just understand him. How will a person choose a father figure? Do a person choose? Okay, because I want us, because you touched the point where I think we need to discuss about this of the father figure and, yes, and mother figure.
Mm.
Yeah.
In order for us to choose correctly, because obviously you cannot choose your father, you cannot choose your mother biologically.
Mm.
But in other aspects, the aspects of life coaching and the aspects of life generally, you can choose the person who can act as a mentor to you, the person you are accountable to. You can choose that person. And this is the way to choose it.
Mm.
Your way to choose must be in line with Titus chapter 1 and 1 Timothy chapter 3.
Mm.
Okay. Titus chapter 1 and 1 Timothy chapter 3 speaks about the character of a person that is trusted enough to be a leader.
Mm.
You know, if time allowed us, with your permission, Muruti Waka, I would just read some few pointers on 1 Timothy chapter 3.
It's fine. Do so, Muruti. We still have much time. We still have much, much, much long time.
Yes. The person who is blameless, not the person who has a string of errors or strings of cases which are embarrassing to the community, but a person who is blameless, that's number one. If you read the book of 1 Timothy chapter 3, a man who is blameless, a husband of one wife, is a vigilant man.
Okay.
A sober man, not a man who drowns himself in alcohol.
Mm.
A man of good behavior. A man that has hospitality.
Mm.
A man that is also able to teach.
Mm.
Not a drunkard. Chapter 3 says, verse 3 says, not a man that is given to wine.
Mm.
Not a man who is a striker. Not a woman. Not a man or a woman who shop about sadik, who shop about. Not a person who is greedy, or a person who enjoys taking things from the people and keeping them for himself.
Mm.
He must not be greedy. He must not be selfish.
Mm.
But he must be a man that is patient. He must be a man that is not covetous. He must be a man who has a good track record, yauba munna or yau treat a family a high hand. Because we sit with people which are public successes but private failures.
Mm.
Their wives are complaining about them, but out there they are heroes. You know, a person who is able to train his children very well.
Okay.
You know, so A person that is not new in the faith, that is not new in the gospel, the person that has been there, has seen things, has fought wars, a person that has been through some stuff.
Hmm.
Not a person that is filled with pride. or an evil person. So 1 Timothy chapter 3 speaks thoroughly about a trusted man, a man who can be a good leader, a man whom you can choose to be your confidant, or a person you can choose to be accountable to, a person you can choose to be your mentor, or a person who gives you advice about matters of life.
Okay, so while you are there, Murud, like I think it's in Acts where Paul said to Timothy that you will have many mentors, but you can't have many fathers. But why nowadays you find that we choose fathers, like this is my father, my spiritual father, why is this thing happening? Okay, of course. Remember, we are talking about the father and mother, like we should take advices from them. But now, it just reminded me of the issue of the father figure in a spiritual father or mother. So I want us to discuss about that as well, so that we can help someone into that issue of spiritual. Because I see a lot of people, they somehow choose, I don't know, like, every person, you find that a person every year, he's already got 5 spiritual fathers. Now he checked those who are up there, and then he said, "This is my spiritual father."
Usually it's a person who is running after fame. Number 2 is a person who struggles with the issues of loyalty. You know, a loyal person will support a team even when the team is losing, because he's loyal. A loyal person will love his wife even if his wife has gained weight. Even if his wife has gotten an accident and now she needs to be pushed with a wheelchair. Loyalty says, even if I burn my face, you, as my wife, you will still love me because my heart remains the same, even though my face does not remain the same. So, a lot of people which change fathers, like they change their disogisi tabona, it's because they have the spirit of disloyalty.
Okay.
The spirit of disloyalty is the spirit that does not come from the Lord, because the Lord is loyal. Here's the proof that the Lord is loyal. He says he remains the same, and his word remains the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He's consistent. He's constant. So an inconsistent man is a disloyal man. And behind every disloyal man, there is a disloyal spirit. And that spirit comes from the devil. And that person needs to take some time and pray against it. If you are disloyal with your spiritual fathers, most likely you'll also be disloyal with your wife. Most likely you'll be disloyal in your community. Most likely you'll also be disloyal even with your own church. So it is the spirit of disloyalty that operates amongst the people. If I feel our entire owner, I'm not becoming famous, Kayena, or things are not happening under his leadership overnight, then what change? Umatla ubatla ntate wa ukari u famous nyana uri ntate wa hike TD Jakes. Ha TD Jakes ukari asali famous, jwale Joel Esten usali famous, wa hluha. Ntate wa isali Joel Austin. If I born out now, Gary, Uma Mrs. Benjamin Dube, Bob Wamnatika, and Washinja. Yeah, it's a thing that Benjamin Dube, that you are high. A person, you cannot just go around calling people your fathers, even when they don't have their footprint upon your life.
Okay, now.
A person you must call a father is a person who is able to correct you, who is able to rebuke you, who is able to encourage you, who is able to lay his hand upon you, who's able to tell Luena, you are able to have a conversation with that person so that that person can mentor you, so that that person can instruct you. Then that person acts the role of a father, because fatherhood is a role. Fatherhood is not a title, it is a role. Yes.
So, okay. So now, okay, now, mentorship.
Yes, sir.
That one, because now we spoke about fatherhood, but now, mentorship. Mentorship, mostly, a person can choose anyone.
Well, let me put it this way. Everything is, I want to put this in a way that our listeners would understand.
Yes.
You know, the Bible says everything is permissible, but not everything is beneficial.
Mm.
So, wakashuza ntate ye mong liye mong mara, ati ntate ye mong liye mong ya lukile. So, kamandu ya mang, it's very important for you to choose wisely.
Okay.
That is why Mojimo Ori, I lay before you life and death, but I say choose life. So it's very important that before you choose the person whom you want to be accountable to, you also take it to God in prayer, because the Bible says, "Mirero nyaro na yote yenari mutibise." So it's very important that number one, you kneel down on your knees and you say, "God, help me that I may choose the right person, not the person who's going to take me to the bushes, not the person who's going to but a person who is vigilant, a person who is prayerful, a person who is mature, a person who loves God, a person who fears the word of the Lord." So it's very important for you to pray about it. You don't just wake up and make a decision, but you first take it to God in prayer. Or, "Mojimo, open my eyes. Help me to choose rightly. Let me choose the man whom you approve. Not the man that I approve because he drives the right car. Not because he's working and he's very famous. Not because he's an athlete. Not because he's, you know, he travels the world. But because he has been chosen by you." So it's very important to pray about it. And then after that, look for the qualities that are in 1 Timothy chapter 3 and the qualities that are in Titus chapter 1.
Yani?
Yes.
I hear you, Maruti. I hear you.
You can't just choose a person because that person is driving the latest Mac. You can't just choose because the person is he's wearing very well.
I hear you.
You know, but you need to choose a person who can help you, a person who is ushering you to your destiny. A person who's concerned about you, not a person who's concerned about himself. So you must be able to choose a mentor, a mentor that loves God, that hears from God, a mentor that is not influenced by fashion, by trends of the world, or by things of the world, or by the patterns of the world. But a mentor that is always moved by the word of God, not by the things of the world. Yes.
Yeah, I hear you, Marut. I hear you. So, okay. There's a song that I want us to play. Before we play this song, let's just do this.
Okay.
Time to meditate. John Mamavolo.
6 to 9 p.m.
By the grace of
transformation.
Okay, it is by Michael W. Smith. "I Give You My Heart." Then this is a song that we will listen to it.
Amen.
Yeah.
Lord, with all my heart, I worship you. And all I have with you.
Give you my heart, give you my soul.
We are by the Grace
Radio
station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people, just for a soul. I am Pastor John Mamabula. It's time to meditate. The time is 7:59. I am with Pastor Patrick. We are meditating together. We are discussing about two chapters, which is Proverbs 31, verse 1, and Proverbs 6. Now we are moving to Proverbs 6. We are going to Proverbs 6, but the important part of this show is we are meditate. In another way to meditate is you look back of what for me in the morning as you woke up, because I normally say some people they wake up at 6 o'clock today, some they woke up at 5, some of us we have woke up at 5:30 to go and burn some fat, and some they woke up at 4 to go to work, and but now is the time to meditate, like looking back of what we have done. If you are proud of what we have done, you're just ironing it so that tomorrow it can be much better. If you are not happy with what you have done, you align it so that tomorrow also it can be much better. That is this show all about. So Muruti, I want us to move to Proverbs 6. We are still on the part that talks about listening. Now, like when we go to Proverbs chapter 6,
yes,
we start verse number 20. It's saying, "My son, remember your father's command and don't forget your mother's teaching." I'm reading with English Revised Version. That's what it says. That. But when we read it with the message, good friends, follow your father's good advice. Don't wander off from your mother's teaching. Alright? But now, when we go to good news, you have it there. Son, do what your father tell you and never forget what your mother taught you. Okay? Now, on contemporary English vision is saying, obey the teaching of your parents. That is verse number 20. So, here we are told that it's saying, my son, remember your father's teaching or command. And don't forget your mother's teaching. So, I'm not sure, Muruti, how many people do they still remember their father's teaching? Because the Bible tells us that we must remember our father's teaching. We must remember our mother's teaching as well. So that is what we read on the Proverbs 31 when it talks about when Lemuel was taught by his mother. Now I believe that most of people, they've been taught by their parents. I'm not sure if are they still remembering what their parents taught them. Because it is very important to be taught. It is very important. Because while we are there, Muruti, on Ephesians 6 verse 1 to 3, I just want to, we give them the reference scriptures so that they can understand. It's saying, children, obey your parents the way the Lord wants, because this is the right thing to do. The command says, you must respect your father and mother. This is the first command that has promised with it. And this is the promise. Then all will go well with you, and you will have a long life on the earth. So it's a referral verse for the Proverbs 6 verse 20. So I don't know, Muruti, what you want to say into this verse number 20.
Look, times. I'm so glad that this brings balance about the son and the daughter obeying the parent and the mother and the father being faithful in teaching the child right. And as you have said today, that it's time to actually meditate as to, have you been a good parent to your son and to your daughter? And to also, for a son and a daughter to meditate, to look back or to reflect if they have been good children, they have been good sons or good daughters. It might happen, hore ha ke bua tjena mamedi waka, my good listener, you are reflecting right now, was I a good child to my parents? Were they happy about me? Am I a good child? Am I a good father? Am I a good mother to my son, to my daughter? You know, so in reference to what we're reading now, the Bible says, my son, obey your father's commands. Now, a command is a very strong word. And it also says, do not neglect your mother's instruction. This tells us that there are two people which are most important in the growing and the development of a human being. It's a father and a mother.
Yes.
The command from the father and the instruction from the mother is what builds a child to be a better human being in the future. So it's very important to obey the father's command. That is why a father must not just be a father go padela maintenance. But he must also be a father by deed. He must make sure that he has his footprint of instruction and command to a child. You cannot say you are raising a child if all you are doing, you are just buying them grocery and buying them clothes. That's not raising the child, that's feeding the child. So there's a difference between raising the child and feeding the child. Feeding the child is easy because you can just pay the maintenance amount. But when it comes to now grooming the child right, you must have some commands that you have to your son and to your daughter. And also, the son must obey the father's commands. If the son does, you see, if you want to see if a man is a good man, if you want to see if a son is a good son, you must check if he command, if he obeys the commands of his father. Even Likakere King, if you want to know if this man of God, if this servant of God, if you want to know if this boy or this young man is a good man, you must check if he obeys the commands of his pastor. Then, if he has obedience of his physical father or his church father, so to say, then it's easy for him to fear God. You cannot say you respect and you obey God if you can't respect and obey your father whom you see. So these are the building blocks of greatness, of being a person that has integrity, of having, of being a person that has dignity. Number one, you must be an obedient person. And the most important person to obey, don't just obey your neighbor and obey your pastor without obeying your physical or your biological parent. Sometimes the person that you're supposed to obey, maybe that person is traditional and is not even educated. Maybe he's a drunkard, but the Bible says obey him nevertheless. Don't look at his education, don't look at his religion, don't look at his, you know, sometimes his behavior may be unbecoming. He may be an adulterer, he may be this and that, but that does not earn you a right not to obey him. The instruction that comes from God is that you as the son, you as the daughter, you must obey the instruction of your father. And if you do that, there is a blessing in there, because the Bible says, honor your mother and your father, because that is the first commandment with a promise. You know, so verse 20 here says, my son, obey your father's commands and don't neglect your mother's instruction. Don't neglect. Neglect your mother's instruction.
Mm.
Because the command of the father and the instruction of the mother can give you long life.
Mm.
If you cannot obey the instruction of your mother, it's going to be very difficult for you to also understand the instruction of the Holy Spirit, because the father symbolizes God.
Mm.
And the mother, the behavior of a mother, or rather the title of the mother, the Bible says, it says Eve was the helper to Adam.
Mm.
And it says, I am going, Jesus says, I am going, but I'm not going to leave you alone. I'm going to leave you with the Holy Spirit, who is the helper.
Mm.
So Holy Spirit is called the helper, and a mother is called the helper.
Okay.
So now, if you can't listen to the helper who is your mother, it's also the same way that you won't listen to Holy Spirit as your helper as well.
Mm.
And now if you rebel against the Holy Spirit, there is no forgiveness anymore.
Mm.
So it's very, very important. That is why Solomon says, yeah, don't ever make the mistake of neglecting your mother's instruction, because your mother's instruction is what will keep you alive.
Mm.
There is something that the mother has been given by God.
Mm.
She's prophetic.
Mm.
If you want to choose a great woman to have as a wife, you must take that woman to your mother, or umonte mewahau. Mewahau is able to tell if this is a good woman or not.
Mm.
She just has it. She's prophetic like that. This thing has been given by God to all the mothers. The mothers can see the right friends for their sons, the right friends for their daughters. If your mother says, "Mkhotsi o wa hao o a ke morati," aluka, I tell you for sure, in sooner or later you will find out ka nnete mkhotsi o na aluka.
Okay, so why?
Because the mother can see through. You can go ahead, man of God.
So I wanted to add something there on what you're saying. Yes, mm-hmm. It's fine. Sometimes they are right. Ne? Sometimes
yes,
they are right.
Yes.
But sometimes yes. they miss a point. Like, as I want to give you an example.
Mm-hmm.
You find that there is a person who wants to marry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He's a man, mm-hmm. He wants to marry.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when the lady tells the parents said, I know. I can't. And you find that man, it's a correct man. Like,
yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Sometimes they miss a mark.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they miss a mark.
Yeah. you know why that happens like that?
Mm-hmm.
Usually, in this case, I was talking about a godly mother.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a godly mother and a wicked mother.
Mm-hmm.
A wicked mother, utamuta kawuri ari. Namanaka kibata wena hau nyalwa, unyalwa kili million ne, kibata mucheta nrekela kolo yama yemu wanaka. Kibata mucheta ulogo laga million. All the things that she discusses about your future husband as her daughter is wealth, is money, is the consumables.
Okay.
Then, a person like that, she's materialistic. And a materialistic person is most likely to be a wicked person.
Mm.
But a godly person and a godly mother, she does not look at her beauty, but she looks at her heart.
Mm.
She does not look at the man's wealth, but she looks at the heart of a man, the integrity of a man. How can you like you? Munna ona o right for wena ona le pilo entle o rata batho wa rapela o rata modimo. Now that's a godly mother giving a godly advice, and you will never go wrong with a godly mother. But yes, I agree with you, with a wicked mother you can go wrong, because kana kwengwe she will not like the godly man. But you see, sometimes a wicked man can shine, because the wicked man una le dintho tse tshwareyang tse e leng gore o tshwara batho ka tsone. That is why even wicked pastors, fancy cars, the show, lot of showing of miracles, signs and wonders, the prophetic words and things like that. Mm. They always want to demonstrate things. But a man of God, a man of integrity, in most cases, he does not look at the things that are seen by the eye of the flesh, but he uses the eye of the spirit.
Okay.
He does not walk by sight, he walks by faith. So I agree with you, a godly woman will, in most cases, give the right advice, because her advice comes from the word of God.
Mm.
But a wicked woman can miss the mark, I agree with you.
Mm. Yeah, let's continue, Ruth. Okay. On the very same Proverbs 6:20, the referral scripture, Proverbs 1, verse 8 to 9. Like this Proverbs 6:20, it goes with Proverbs 1, 8 to 9. Let me read. My son, listen to your father when he corrects you, and don't ignore what your mother teach you. What you learn from your parents will bring you honor and respect, like a gown or a gold medal. My son, listen to your father when he corrects you, and don't ignore what your mother teach you. Now, we have a problem with the sons who don't want to be corrected.
Hey.
When you correct them, then they no longer speak to you.
Backward.
We as a pastor, sometimes you find that you want to correct somebody. After you correct the person, he's no longer coming to church. He's no longer talking to you. Like, he's ignoring your calls. And etc. So, what must be done there?
You are touching a very, very emotional thing right now, because there are so many sons and daughters which have not taken a rebuke and correction very well, and as a result they sit desolate. Some they've hit brick walls, and wrong things happened to them because they're rude, they're arrogant, they don't want to listen, they don't want to take advice, they're unruly, they are lawless. You know, people like that are dangerous people to keep, but nevertheless, we are required by God to love them nevertheless, and to keep on following them and helping them. You know, sometimes it's very difficult to help a person who tanalu. When you try to rescue something that is biting you, as you reach out to help, the same thing is biting you. You know, so I want to plead with the sons and daughters, even to the Christians, the sons and daughters in our churches. Sometimes we say difficult things. You know, it's not very easy to obey the instruction or the command. But there is a blessing inside the instruction. A simple example would be the example of a man that was blind, and Jesus said to that man, go and wash yourself in a particular river. And also in the Old Testament, the prophet did the same thing to a man that was having leprosy. He said, go and wash yourself in a particular river. So inside the instruction, inside the command, there is a blessing.
Yeah.
When we obey.
Okay.
Disobedience is always followed by destruction. Always. If you are disobeying your parent right now, you must know that destruction is imminent. We're not just talking about things that we haven't seen. Some of us, we fell into the same traps of not listening to parents, and as a result, in life.
Yeah.
So we talk as men of God, and we also talk as people which have been there.
Mm-hmm.
And some of us made mistakes so that our sons and daughters would not repeat the same mistakes that we did.
Mm.
That is why I say, we all learn from other people's mistakes, but some of us have to be the other people that others are learning from.
Mm.
So, if I tell you about the fact that there is a pothole on that road, you better listen before you hit it yourself, because maybe your car will overturn. Maybe it won't just burst the wheel as it happened to me. Maybe your entire car and your life may be lost.
Mm.
So it's very important to take instruction of the elders, because the elders, they have your interest at heart. If you don't take instruction, you must know that distraction is close.
Mm. Mm. It's tough, eh?
It's very important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it is very important to each and every listener now. We want to say that listen to your father. When somebody correct you, it is very important.
Yeah.
Like when I look back now, like I somehow still remember my dad. My mentor, my spiritual father, my biological father, my teacher, So he used to. He used to guide me, and he used to guide me, Maruti, a lot, and we used to fight sometimes. We found that arguing on something, and I was asking him why are you saying I must do this. So, but I remember when we were growing up. People that I grown with, they at their home, they were their fathers was giving them cars to drive. But for us, my father was not allowing us to drive. But sometimes I when I was alone, I was thinking that no, meaning my father does not love me. But when I grown up, I started to realize that no, you know what, he really loved me, because he was protecting me from stealing the car, like stealing. I'm saying taking the car without a license and drive, and
getting yourself in trouble.
In trouble. So, but that's why I'm saying I still remember him on a lot of things that he has done.
Mm-hmm. There is a song, Muruti Waka, that was sung by a songstress from South Africa. I just can't remember her name. She's no more now. Mm. She sang a song, Yasizulu, hearing Ubaba Wayeng Vusekseni Ngovivi, Eng Shai Sogwentandane. Meaning, my father would wake me, or my parent would wake me so early in the morning, and sometimes he would hit me as though he hits an orphan.
Mm.
You know, but he says, "Kiamulebuha." He says, "I thank him for that, because through that he built me to be the person of integrity and morality that I am today."
Mm.
So, in other words, there are difficult things and instructions that our fathers and mothers give us.
Mm.
And it seems as though they hate us.
Mm.
They wake us up early in the morning, even when it's holidays.
Mm.
And it seems as though they hate us.
Mm.
But they are crafting something in us.
Mm.
You see, every gold to take the shape must go through the fire.
Mm.
It must go through the cutting, the pressure, the shame, the high temperature, in order for it to become that which it must become.
Mm.
So it's the same thing that happens sometimes with the people that we mentor, our children in the Lord.
Mm.
Sometimes we give them difficult instruction that they must make sure that they are in church even when it's raining.
Mm.
You know, it seems very difficult because they just want to lie down. They just want to listen to the rain and just stay in bed.
Mm.
But we are crafting something of value in them.
Yeah.
We're not trying to destroy them, but we are building them.
Mm.
So it is not easy to build a person up because
yeah.
Or at the end of the day, or you know, so how about this skill port or gas is shiny?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got in Gabo that Junaya skill port.
Yeah.
You know, the instructions that we give and the commands that we give, be it as lecturers, be it as managers, be it as CEOs, be it as pastors, be it as fathers, be it as mothers, returnally but kenyang pizza skirpoto. Our intention, I say holy mother pizza, our intention is to make sure that it shines brighter than the rest.
Mm.
We are like coaches. You see, the coach that was that is coaching Serena Williams, or the coach that was that is coaching Usain Bolt, or whomsoever it is.
Mm.
It's not easy, but the results are sweet.
Yeah. Eesh. Okay. Let's do this, Maruti. Let's do this.
Time to meditate, John Mamabolo.
6 to 9 p.m.
By the grace of
Jethro Mason.
Your idea of a gospel band winning soul campaign by the grace right here, you're now that bring hope to the heart and the soul to the people just for a soul. Our paragramul da galinarinla internet love www.radio@bythegrace.org over radio at bythegrace.org over the church of Monomoronia 073-269-2731 over Kremo WhatsApp Yarina 083-289-4658.
Yeah, we just say, let it rain, let God open the floodgate of heaven. Even tonight, we are praying that let God open the flag rain in your life. So let's just play this song, Rudy. We'll come back and continue.
Open the flood gates of heaven.
Yeah, Rudy, we are. Let's continue.
Yes, sir.
To do our listener, we are by the grace radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people just for a soul. We were talking about we were in Proverbs chapter 7. I said I'm giving the referral scripture, which was Proverbs 7 before we went to the break. Proverbs chapter 7 verse number 1 until verse number 4. It's a referral scripture. The time is 8:35. You are with me, myself and I, Pastor John Mamabolo. I am with Pastor Patrick. I am in the Midran studio, and Pastor Pat is in the Peter Tick studio. We are meditating, and it is awesome. So I'm just gonna read that that verse, and then we will continue, which is Proverbs chapter 7, verse
6.
Yeah, verse 1. Proverbs chapter 7, verse number 1.
Okay.
It read as follows. My son, remember my words. Don't forget what I told. Don't forget what I have told you. Consider my teaching as precious as your own eyes. Okay, consider my teaching as precious as your own eyes. Obey my commands and you will have a good life. Tie them around your finger, write them on your heart. Treat wisdom like the woman you love and knowledge like the one dearest to you. So, I don't know, Murudi, what can you...
You know, I'm enjoying the fact that you are touching on Proverbs chapter 7.
Mm-hmm.
There is a message that I once ministered, which is the Proverbs woman.
Mm-hmm.
That there are two types of Proverbs women. It's mm-hmm. not just Proverbs 31.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Proverbs 31 woman, which is a virtuous woman.
Mm.
And there's also a Proverbs 7 woman.
Okay.
I don't want to go to the Proverbs 7 woman, but for the benefit of my listener, they can just read it across and find out if... because it's Women's Month in South Africa, here in August. So, a woman can then just read Proverbs 7 and read Proverbs 31 from verse 10 and then make a decision, find out whether she is actually Proverbs 31 or she is Proverbs 7.
Hmm.
Yeah. But nevertheless, going back to where we were, we read verse 20 and we were in 21 going to 22. Hmm. 21 was saying... let me just start from verse 20 again. It says, my son, obey your father's commands and don't neglect your mother's instruction.
Mm.
21 then says, keep their words always in your heart.
Okay.
Tie them around your neck.
Mm.
So Gaman Somang is actually saying, make sure that you don't forget what your father has taught you. Ukampane wa libala, what TV has taught you, what your lecture might have told you, but never forget the words of your mother and the words of your father, because they carry longevity with them. Remember, there is a parental blessing, and the parental blessing is hidden inside the instructions of the parent.
Yeah.
So as long as you obey their instruction, as long as you keep their words in your heart and tie them around your neck, not literally, when the Bible says tie them around your neck, it does not mean commit suicide.
Okay.
but I thank God that the words of your mother and your father, they are not a rope.
Mm.
That when you tie them around your neck, then you'll die. No, they are like a scarf.
Mm.
So when you tie them around your neck, they keep you warm.
Okay.
Yeah. So no, they're not like a rope that you tie around your neck and die.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So the Bible says it's very important for you to keep the commandments and the instructions of your mother. Keep them, or keep the words. Keep their words in your heart. Make sure that your heart is filled with what your mother taught you and what your father taught you. Sometimes when I speak about the father, one can say, oh, well, but I've never known my father.
Yeah.
Another can say, well, but my mother left me when I was still very young.
Yes.
The Lord took my parents when I was still very young. I'm an orphan.
Mm.
Then you're not talking to me when you say obey your father's commands, and you're not talking to me when you say don't neglect your mother's instruction.
Mm.
You're not talking to me when you're saying keep their words always in your heart. I don't know what they said, because I was raised in a child home, in a home. But I want to say these things for every fatherless child. If the child allows, God can step in and become a father to the fatherless.
Yes.
So there is a stepfather, and God is a father. That is why the Bible says when we pray, we must say our Father.
So
he's the father to the fatherless, and to that, you know, if one is a widow, the Bible says he's the defender of the widows. You can go ahead, Marudwad.
So when you say that, you remind me of this song that we need to play it. It's talking about what you were saying, fatherless. By my trust is in the Lord. Now we'll just play only a few so that it support what you just say. You just said. Mm. Yeah, by David G.
Amen.
Lion of Judah, my trust is in you. Patient of days, my trust is in you. I am that I am. My trust is in you. Hey, I put a money. Oh yeah, my trust is in you. I put a money in you, Jesus. I put a money. Hey, my trust is in you. See my baby, yeah. I put a money. Hey, yeah. My trust is in you.
Time to meditate, John Mamabolo,
6 to 9 p.m.
By the grace of
transformation.
Yeah, Marut, we are continuing. So we are continuing to our listener.
Yes,
we are by the grace radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. So yeah, that song I wanted to play is this one. Somehow I played the wrong one, but it's fine. It's awesome. We bow down. We worship you. Yeah, it's a wonderful song that is playing in the background by Jimmy D. And we are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. You can reach us on 03-289-4658. That is our WhatsApp number. You can WhatsApp there, or you can call us on Skype, BTGM Radio Station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. I am with Pastor Patrick in the studio. We are meditating. We were in the Proverbs chapter 7, verse 1 to 4. Our main chapters that we read was Psalm Proverbs 31, verse number 1 until 2, but we read until 10, and then we went to Proverbs chapter number 6, verse 20. We're still on verse 20, just that we are reading referral scriptures. Now the scripture that we read now is Proverbs 7 verse 1 to 4. We were in verse, yeah, we read it. Now we will jump to Proverbs. We'll go to Proverbs 23, verse number 22. It's saying, listen to your father, without him you will never have been born. Respect your mother even when she is old. That is a Proverbs 23, verse 22. I give you time, Ruti, to elaborate much on this Proverbs 23:22 that I just read.
Yes, you see, this is an instruction from the Lord, and it's an instruction that carries a blessing. If you walk inside that instruction, or if you obey that instruction, you activate the blessing that has been embedded inside. I always say, when you as a Christian are looking for a blessing, you must find out an instruction from the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
To the 10 leprous men, he said, go and show yourselves to the priests. And the Bible says, as they walked, they were healed.
Mm.
You see, there is always a blessing inside the obedience of the instruction that has been given. Now, the blessing of long life is activated by obeying the instruction of the parents.
Mm.
And moving along, our main scripture, obviously, we were in Proverbs chapter 6, 20, 21, which was saying we must keep their words always in our hearts and tie them around our necks. We've spoken about that. But I'm also interested in verse 22, Moruduata, with your permission.
Yes.
That it says, it continues, and Solomon, a very wise man, says here, when you walk, their counsel will lead you.
Mm.
When you sleep, they will protect you.
Okay.
When you wake up, they will advise you.
Okay.
So there are three things which I believe are very important that are coming from the parents here. Number one, leadership. Number two, protection.
Mm.
Number three, advisory.
Okay.
So that's what verse 22 is about. It says, if you walk according to the counsel, if you walk according to the advices that you were given by your parents, it means you give heed, or rather you listen to your leadership, because your parents are your leadership.
Mm.
If you cannot listen to your parents, it means you are a rebellious person.
Mm.
And if you rebel against, it is important to understand this, that if you rebel against your parents, you also automatically rebel against God.
Okay.
Because your parents have been ordained by God to lead you and to watch over you.
Mm.
Now, it's very important, therefore, to understand that if you walk according to the counsel of your mother and the counsel of your father, that counsel is going to lead you.
Mm.
And it's going to lead you, because you see, the Bible says when he leads us, he always leads us to green pastures. He always leads us to the places of safety.
Mm.
He always leads us to the places of progress.
Mm.
You know, it's very important for us to understand that we must not just walk in the counsel that our parents are giving us, be it the spiritual parents, so to say, be it our pastors, be it our bosses, be it our physical parents and mothers, if we walk according to their counsel, we are led well and we can prosper in that which we do. Number two, we don't just need to walk on them. We also need to sleep on them. In other words, we need to meditate upon them. We need to think about them. We need to make sure that we don't forget them. Because when we sleep on them, they will protect us. Even when we wake up early in the morning, they will advise us. So we spoke about meditation in some few weeks. That meditation is done just before you go to sleep, and meditation is done just after you have woken up. And this comes out here again. In other words, you must meditate upon the instructions and the commands and the counsel and the advices of your parents.
Yeah.
And if you obey them, if you walk on them, if you sleep on them, if you wake up on them, if you always make sure that you remind yourself on them, you are activating a blessing. That's number one. Number two, you are activating protection. Number three, you are activating leadership. Number four, you are activating good advice. And when you have done that, if you activate these four things, their command will become the lamp and their instruction will be the light. But I don't want to go there now. I'm in verse 22.
Okay. So I like this part of saying, when you listen to your father, without him, you will never have been born. Respect your mother, even when she's old. So we want to say to our listener, everyone who's listening to us, if it wasn't by your father, you wouldn't have been born, okay?
You wouldn't have been born.
Now,
yes,
it's saying, you should respect your mother even if she's old. Remember, I gave an example of this man who was a doctor. Now he needed his mother because his mother was one eye. Now we wanna say to our listener, everybody who's listening to us, everybody who's gonna listen to us via broadcast tomorrow or even next year, that it doesn't matter. Even if your mother is old, she can't even walk, she's still your mother. Respect her.
Yeah.
She's your mother.
Yes.
Now the time is 8:54, 6 minutes to close. But God will help us. Now let's go to Ephesians 6 verse 1.
Okay.
Children, obey your parents the way the Lord wants, because this is the right thing to do. Children, obey your parents the way the Lord wants, because this is the right thing to do. Now we go to Proverbs 6:21. The scriptures that we were reading, they were just the referral. We were doing the references to our main chapter and verse. Now, number 21 is saying, remember their weights always. Tie them around your neck and keep them over your heart. That is verse number 21.
That's right.
That you should remember their weights always. Tie them around your neck and keep them over your heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes their words are not very sweet.
Yeah, sometimes they are not very sweet.
Yeah, but they are fertile. And they are life-giving. They are protective. They carry discipline. They carry good advice. They are protective. They can lead to the right direction. But they are not very sweet.
Yes.
So, that's what happens when an iron sharpens another iron. You know, it means they both carry the same strength, but not the same sharpness. So, the iron that sharpens another is usually a parent sharpening a child. Now, it's very important for us to understand that the words of the parents, sometimes they sometimes they're irritating.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I like the verse that you read, Murutuaka, when you said, obey your father, and then it says, obey your mother even when she's old.
Yes.
Because usually when the mother is older, the children or the sons and the daughters, they tend to say, oh, she wouldn't understand because technology was not there when she was born.
Yes, yes.
She wouldn't understand why I spend 6 hours a day on WhatsApp.
Mm.
She wouldn't understand why I'm always online on Facebook, why I always post my half-naked pictures.
Yes.
She won't understand. You know, they were not dating in their days, so she wouldn't understand these things.
Yeah. You know,
we say that, forgetting that they have wisdom. And you know what? Wisdom cannot be found in school.
Mm.
Only instruction, only knowledge and understanding can be found in school. But wisdom comes with white hair. It means it comes with age.
Mm.
So they qualify. You see, wisdom is like a degree of being old.
Mm.
Because you have learned through the university of life.
Yeah.
So you carry something that cannot be traded or bought by money. You carry wisdom.
Mm.
Because you've been through the storm, you've been through the wind, you've been through the tough road, you've been through the mountain, and you've been through the valley.
Mm.
So you older and white hair is more like Ganabari Kofi Anan One Analingi. Baby Jang Bariki Peace what?
Oh, peace, something.
The Nobel. Yes. You see, white hair is like a Nobel Peace Prize to every parent. So a person like that is a person that you must listen to. When you are around a person like that, you don't say much. You just ask questions and allow them to ooze in the wisdom which they have gained throughout the years. Even before you were born, they carry that type of wisdom. They have seen what destroys the people, and they have seen what makes the people rise. Mm. They have seen heroes fall, and they have seen ordinary men rise to heroism. So now it's very important, therefore, to listen to them. When I'm talking about a mother and a father, I'm not just talking about a person who gave you birth, but I'm talking about a person who has been there, a person who has ran the race, a person who has walked the road.
Mm.
That person, it can be the mother from next door.
I hear you, Maruti.
It can be the mother in that village. It can be a grandmother in that village. You see, one of the things that I enjoyed listening to Mr. Kofi Annan, it's because in his old age, he was still oozing with wisdom. That is why he was the chairperson of the Elders. There's an organization that he started that is called the Elders.
Mm.
Because he knows something. He knows that young people are given power, but old people are given wisdom.
Yeah.
And this cross-generation type of organization, where you use the strength of the young people, you see, but they don't have the wisdom.
Mm.
They have courage that they have. They have strength that they have. They have potency that they have.
Mm.
But sometimes, as much as they have the power, they don't have direction.
Mm.
Old people have direction. They know what must be done. Maybe they may not carry the strength to do it, but they know what must be done.
Mm.
So they give instruction to the young ones.
Yeah.
And the young ones must take the instruction, they must take the wisdom from the old ones and run with it. So in other words, you see, the parent and the child is more like a coach and an athlete.
Mm.
An athlete may know how to run.
Okay.
But the coach knows what it takes to win the race.
Okay.
Because he carries the wisdom that is embedded, not just to run as fast as you can, but also the wisdom that is needed to win the race.
Okay. So let's just do this, Maruti, as we continue. I want to welcome our listener we have just joined now. You are in by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. I am Pastor John Mamabolo. I'm broadcasting in our studio in Rubber Ridge Midrand. I am with Pastor Patrick. Now time to meditate. This show starts from 6 until 9. We're still continuing, so I just want to do this to welcome everybody who have just joined us now as we continue. Okay, there is that song that you know, our reggae song that we did it. That we did it, so I'm gonna play that song. It's a reggae song, eh? It reminds me of. Let me not say.
Yeah, you rather.
It reminds me of that boots of mine that I used to wear. Yeah, with this song we're just saying God is the only one who can say something that a person can say after. Everything starts by God first. So we still meditating, Moroti. Our number to chat with us is 0328946 58 is our WhatsApp number, Skype number, BTGM Radio, our email address radio@bythegrace.org, station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. We're going to verse number 22. Alright? Proverbs 6:22.
Yes.
Let this teaching lead you wherever you go. It will watch over you while you sleep. And when you wake up, it will give you a good advice.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it says. Mm-hmm. I'm handing over this to you now, this verse.
Yeah, you see, there are three things that we do as human beings mostly. We walk. But a person can say, well, I'm using a wheelchair, so what do you mean when you say we walk? We're not just talking about walking from point A to point B, but we're talking about the walk of life. As long as you are breathing, you are walking in life. And this type of walk is not just about, you know, legs, but it's about life or keeping alive. So then the Bible says when you walk, the counsel of your parents will lead you.
Okay.
You see, as the people, we must not just walk randomly, but we must walk with direction.
Okay.
We must know exactly where we are going. So in other words, life must have a destination. Life must have a future.
Okay.
We must know exactly what's the reason why you were born.
Mm.
You must find out the reason why you were born.
Mm.
What is your gift? What are your skills? And who is your God? Because a man must not just walk by bread alone, or a man must not just eat bread alone, you know. So a man is also a spirit being. So in this walk of life, the words of our parents will give us counsel and they will lead us. Without the leadership of the parents, people easily perish. People easily find themselves, you know, in substance abuse. They find themselves in wrong behavior, in immorality, in dishonesty, in lies, and sometimes in jail. Sometimes they find themselves dead, not because it was their time, but because they failed to take heed or to listen to the counsel of their parents.
Yes.
You know. So the Bible then says, when we walk in this walk of life, not just going up and down, but we must have a direction. We must know exactly what must be done and how to do it. And that is wisdom. That is wisdom that we get from our parents.
Mm-hmm.
We are not born with wisdom.
Okay.
But we get wisdom from our parents until we develop wisdom.
Okay.
Number two, it says when we sleep, even when we lie down and we sleep, these words will protect us. They'll make sure that we sleep in the right places.
Yes.
Because it's not just about sleeping sometimes, it's where you're sleeping. because if you sleep in another man's house, you may find yourself in trouble. If you sleep at work, you might find yourself in trouble. If you sleep in the bus station or you sleep in the train, the train rails, you may find yourself in trouble. So it's very important that we understand where to sleep.
Okay.
As a young girl, as a young lady, you must understand where is your place where you must sleep. And that is hardly, or rather is very much embedded with the instruction of the parents. You know, if the parent tells you that before you sleep, pray, and you take that, you tie it upon your neck as an instruction from the parent, and you do what it says, you obey the instruction, it will protect you.
Okay.
If you disobey it, it will bite you.
Okay.
So it says when you walk, the counsel of the parents will lead you, and when you sleep, they will protect you. Because, you see, when you are asleep, you cannot protect yourself. Even if you are a giant, even if you are Baby Jake Matlala, even if you are, you know, the most feared man on the land, you may be Jet Li, or you may be Muhammad Ali, or whomsoever you may be. But if you are asleep, you cannot protect yourself. You may carry a very dangerous gun. You may be Jackie Chan. But if you are asleep, you cannot protect yourself. And the only thing that can protect you when you are asleep is the words of your parents. Because the words of your parents will make sure that you sleep in the right place. Yeah. Number three, when you wake up, they will advise you. When you don't know what to do, they'll give you advice.
Yeah.
So in other words, you wake up in the morning and you have a plan for a day. And just before you take off, you remind yourself of what your parents taught you whilst you were still young. Something as simple as when you wake up in the morning, you do your bed, you brush your teeth. These type of things are great advice. You take a shower, you take a bath, you look well. You don't look worldly, but you look godly. You know, you look presentable. You know, and you go up there. You don't just look presentable, but you look up. You look up to the mountains where your help will come from. That's what David says.
Okay.
You know, so these type of advices for Ngwanaka, how to our saying, what we are saying, listen, if you want to be well in life, if you want to be well positioned in life, you must do this and that and that and that when you wake up in the morning. This is how you condition your day in the morning. So all these things are instructions that advise us for the betterment of the day, for the betterment of the week, for the betterment of the year, for the betterment of the life as we know it.
Okay. So let's just move on so that we can sign off. It is awesome. Now we go to verse number 23.
Yes, sir.
Your parents give you commands and teaching that are like lights to show you the right way. The teaching correct you and train you to follow the path of life. Right? So the teaching. Now.
Yeah.
When we go to Psalm 19:8, it says the Lord's law are right. They make people happy. The Lord's commands are good. They show people the right way to live. Yeah. So, let's jump and go to number 24. And then we will sign off. No. We will read 25 and we'll sign off. It's saying, it stops you from going to an evil woman. And it protects you from the smooth talk of other men's wife. Such a woman may be beautiful, but don't let that beauty tempt you. Don't let her eyes capture you. And then I am done with the scripture. Then I give you a chance, Murutu.
Yes, thank you so very much, Murutu Waka. And I appreciate and I welcome the listeners that have just joined in to this wonderful conversation that we have tonight. From verse 23, when the Bible says the command of their parents, the command of the parents is the lamp, mm-hmm. and their instruction is the light.
Mm-hmm.
It's also very important to note that the Bible says the word of the Lord is the lamp unto our feet and is the light unto our way.
Yes.
So it's very important then to understand that the command and the instruction of the parents is like the word of God, because it is the lamp and it is the light.
Yeah.
And their teachings are the ways of life or the corrective discipline.
Mm.
You see, without the proper command and instruction of the parents, children tend to be unruly. They tend not to have discipline. You know, so it's very important for us to know that it is through listening to the instructions of the parents that give us discipline. We cannot get discipline from college. We cannot get discipline from school, but we get discipline from good parenting.
Mm.
The reason we have some issues today, we have people that abuse others, we've got criminals, we've got murderers, we've got bullies in school and things like that, it's not necessarily because that is the crisis. The crisis is bad parenting.
Mm.
You know, if people cannot command their children well, if they cannot instruct their children well, then their children become unruly and they become ill-disciplined.
Mm.
So that's the problem we have today. In this century, we're not having troubled children.
Mm.
We are having, to some extent, we are having bad parents.
Mm.
Parents which cannot command kids very well because they are sensitive to the feelings of the children.
Mm.
They can't instruct the children very well because the children, they you know, so we also have sons and daughters. If you try to command them, if you try to instruct them, if you try to correct or to rebuke them, backward,
yeah,
they become very angry.
Yes,
they give you attitude. They bang the doors.
They
leave the house without saying goodbye. They do all these type of things.
Mm.
So we are saying tonight, if you are a son, can you reflect tonight and ask yourself this question? Am I a good son to my parent?
Mm.
Am I a good son to the society? Am I a good son as a child of God?
Mm.
And I also want to say, if you are a daughter and you still have the privilege of calling somebody a mother or a father, your father is still alive or your mother is still alive, ask yourself this question as we reflect, as we meditate tonight. Are you a good daughter?
Mm.
Are your parents, are your father and mother proud of you?
Yeah.
Or they are regretting?
Hmm.
You know, kasi Zulu, bomme babang babu antwena bari, kasi Zulu bari, eh, mfaza uzalanga wabo la matu. You know.
Yeah.
Hangwana alishtu utuwa sa utu bacho bialo bari, you did not give birth, you just wasted time.
Hmm.
You know, so I encourage somebody, if you feel that there are things that you can change and you have been challenged tonight, I'm saying it's not too late for you to change. It's not too late for you to be a moral person, because the Bible says in verse 24, it says, if you listen to the corrective discipline of the parents as the way of life, it will keep you from the immoral woman.
Okay.
Oh, let me put it this way. It will keep you from practicing immorality.
Mm-hmm.
If you listen to your parents, it will keep you from practicing immorality, from being an immoral person.
Mm.
The reason why some people turn out to be prostitutes, some people turn out to be criminals, to be murderers, to be abusers, to be bullies, to be greedy people, you know, to be money launderers and all those type of things, to be cruel people, it's simply because they did not listen to the command and the instructions of the parents.
Okay.
Because there is no way a parent can teach you to be greedy. There's no way a parent can teach you to be a murderer or to be an insulted person or to be, you know, a vagabond, to be you know a person who is ill-disciplined and a person who is an abuser, you know.
Mm.
If you do those things, it means if you're not listening to your mother, you're not listening to your father, most likely you are listening to the devil.
Mm.
Most likely. Mm. So that is why verse 24 says then, it will keep you from the immorality, or it will keep you, if you're a son, it will keep you from immoral women.
Mm.
If you're a daughter, it will keep you from immoral men.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. And then it says also from the smooth tongue of the promiscuous women.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you are a man, it will keep you from promiscuous women.
Yeah.
If you are a woman, it will keep you from promiscuous men.
Mm.
You know. So, what we are trying to say tonight, as I close, Murduaka, is that from time and time again, as a mother, as a father, as a son, and as a daughter, you should take some time to reflect. Number one, as a father, am I a good father? Am I provoking my children, or am I raising my children in the ways of God? Am I an absent father, or am I a present father? Kuna le bonta tiba bangeli ngore ki dita wumi tingya bona. You know, they cannot play with children. They cannot instruct children very well. You know, children are scared of them because they are abusers.
Okay.
So, I'm asking tonight, are you a good father? And if you're not a good father, reflect on these things. Think about these things. And make sure that you reach out. Find help if you feel you need to get help. Number two, if you understand that you've got issues and you know how to fix them, please do. Fix them, because the Bible says, when you arrive in heaven, you will be asked, and you will account for every word, every action that you took under the planet Earth, or under the sun. So, we are developing good fathers.
Yes.
Number two, our intention again is to develop good mothers.
Yes.
Not just good mothers, but also good mothers-in-law. Good fathers-in-law. There are people which are horrible mother-in-laws, and there are people which are horrible father-in-laws.
It is tough.
Yeah. Uchole mochasa baite mkwenyanyi wahai. Because mkwenyanyi wahai, umunzu. Unarata urekare, agatola mkwenyanyi wali elubo.
Yeah, ne?
You know, so we are saying, if you are a mother, be a good mother. If you are a mother-in-law, be a good mother-in-law. Do things according to the will of God, according to the ways of God. Instruct your daughter very well. Raise your daughter very well. Raise your son very well. Raise them in the ways of God. The Bible says, if you raise them in the ways of God, when they are older, they should not depart, and they will not depart from that path. Affirm your son. Affirm your daughter. If you don't affirm them, they may grow up and be gender confused. So, number one, I spoke about the father. Number two, I spoke about the mother. Number three, I want to speak about the son.
Yes.
Be a good son to your parent. Be a good son to neighbors. Be a good son even to the society. Be a person that gives to the society. Be a person that fights, you know, the struggle of the poor. Be a person that is able to defend those who cannot defend themselves. Be a type of a son that is always making sure that you fight for justice. You're not a greedy person. You're not a person who won't go study babatu. You're not a person that is, you know, be a son that God will be pleased with, because at the end of the day, you will give account for every action that you've taken, and for every word that you've said under the planet Earth or under the sun.
Yeah.
And lastly, if you are a daughter, be a daughter that is pleasing to Christ. Be a daughter that is pleasing to your parents. Let not your parents be troubled about you. They disobey the words of the parents. They live with boyfriends without getting married to them, and things like that. We are saying, reflect tonight.
Yeah, meditate. We are meditating.
Meditate upon
this. It's time to reflect and look back of what you've done. If you are happy with what you have done, it's fine. If you're not happy, then you correct it and you move on. And we believe that tomorrow is going to be an awesome day. You will be fine.
Yeah.
Because you meditated. So, me and Murutu, we are signing off. It's been awesome. It's been awesome. These 3 hours, we've been meditating. We thank you for the support. Thank you for tuning in. And we really appreciate it. What we want to say is keep on listening, keep on tuning. Your feedback is, we value your feedback. If you have a feedback that you want to tell us, you are welcome to do so on radio@bythegrace.org, or you can send us WhatsApp on 03-289-4658, and it's going to be awesome. Or you can chat to us on our website page, www.radio.bythegrace.org, or there's a chat box there. You can chat to us. If you have a feedback, whatever that you want to know, we'll be able to help you. We are By the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. We want to say it's been awesome. So I'm going to allow Murutu to say a final word as we sign off with the song of Michael W. Smith. I can hear you, Lord. And then Murutu will say final word. And then we will close. Murutu, I give you this time.
Thank you so very much. First of all, I just want to thank you, Murutu, for inviting me to be part of the show tonight. And secondly, I want to appreciate you for the wisdom that the Lord has given you. And I want to appreciate the leadership of By the Grace Radio for putting this together for us so that people all over the world could be helped. And number three, I just want to appreciate each and every listener that is that got an opportunity or the privilege to listen to this show tonight. And we hope that we were able to cry together, to laugh together, to correct one another, to encourage one another for the betterment of our society. And lastly, I just want to say that John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whomsoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." I want to say to you, disobedience causes one to perish. But God does not want you to perish. He wants you to have eternal life. And eternal life is found in the grace of God. It's found in the fact that he gave his only begotten Son. Now, it does not matter what you might have done. It does not matter where you've been. The Bible says, even though your sins would be as red as the scarlet, he can wash them to be as white as snow. So it is never too late for you to change your life around, to change your behavior, to change your values and ethics. You know, you might have been lost, but in him you can be found. You can still make a right decision. You can still turn around like a prodigal son who came to his senses and turned around and became a better person. You can still be a better mother. You can still be a better son. You can still be a better husband. You can still be a better wife. You can still be a better daughter. You know, you can still be a better father. So with these words, I am saying it is not too late for you to surrender your life to Christ, because only him can, he's the one who knows the destiny. He's the one who knows us more than we know ourselves. So if we can surrender ourselves to him, to be molded by him, to be sharpened by him, to be encouraged by him, and also, you know, to be redeemed by him, we can become a better society. So with these words, I'm saying we love you. And we appreciate you so very much. We value your listenership, and we pray that you will also give us the feedback so that we may be able to improve where we need to improve, and so that we may also be encouraged by your feedback. So with these words, I'm saying we love you so very much, but God loves you more.
Yeah, so what I want to say is we September 21 to 23, we are at Lenasia for soul winning campaign, whatever it takes for a soul. that is what we are. And you can visit our website www.vitalgrace.org, where you can find everything. And as I said last week, or last of last week, that you need to expect the book for Pastor Pat. It's been cooked, and it's going to be ready December. That's a promise that I do to listeners, that you will get the book. We're busy cooking it. It's going to be awesome. Now it is being well, and these 3 hours or 3 hours 30 minutes, we have enjoyed to be with you. And we are what we are because of your listening. Whatever it takes for a soul, sharp sharp, tomorrow same time, 6 o'clock until 9, is another day we're continuing. It's gonna be awesome. Bye bye.